gentleman has been through class for a long time, probably a little bit longer than me, but he brought through my Indian guide the very first time, surprise, and it was the most amazing experience, what, 10, 11, 12 years ago, something like that. Wow, yeah, give away my age, maybe not. Just a long time ago. But he has a true heart of gold, and he always has something amazing to share about his journey. He's been through so much in his life, and he just gets to share that with us, and it's always something we can learn from and grow from, and it's just, he's an amazing man, and I love him, and I'm really honored to hear him tonight. Welcome, George Thorne.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, as Kimberly alluded to, I've been speaking here on and off for a long time. And I thought, you know, I want to try something a little different. You know, I want to do something that can really amplify what I want to talk about. So I thought, how do I do that? So I thought, you know, I think I'm going to do it with music. So if it's okay with you, I brought my own chorus. I have my speaker, and I have, I hope, the thing that's going to make it work. Huh? Yeah, well, just don't push it. So, I thought, you know, one of the first things I want to talk about that's really important to me is gratitude. Because gratitude kind of is everything. And when you're a place of gratitude, it's really kind of hard to have a negative thought. And scientists even say that if we're willing to write down 5 things a day for 6 weeks, they will actually change your brain chemistry, how you see the world. And that's a very important thing to know. And it means a lot to me because I have a lot in my life to be grateful for. As Kimberly said, I've been on quite a journey. And some of you know my story. And the reason I tell it, it's a little hard to talk about sometimes, but I tell it not what I've been through, but coming out on the other side and why. And, you know, I was abused as a little boy in my home and became alcoholic and did drugs and used to smoke 3 packs a day for about 25 years and antidepressants. I gained 100 pounds, lost 70, still working on that part. But I'm very grateful for where I am today. And if I had to say in one word why I'm here, why I'm blessed, it's because of God. And to me, God's a very personal thing. It is church, it's music, it's all of that. But, you know, the one thing that Millie always says is God is love. God is love. And she also says that we're bubbles of God. And if we're part of God, that means that we're loved too. And our challenge sometimes, my challenge is remembering that. Is remembering that I am part of something greater and that I am part of something that is love. And I've fought depression all my life. I was on antidepressants for a long time. And the reason I'm off of them more than anything is I go to God. I go to God. I know that if I go to God and I know that I'm part of God, that I will not be depressed and I will be very grateful. And I have a lot to be grateful for. I'm grateful for this church. I'm grateful for Kimberly. I'm grateful for Barbara. I'm grateful for a lot of the people here I know and love. And I'm grateful for all of you for being here because you add to the energy. You add to the love. And that's very important because, you know, as Kimberly kept trying to help you see, you know, lifting that vibration, that is God. That is love. That is that consciousness, right? And the more that we can do that and we get to that place, the better we're going to feel. And again, to me, that's what, it's a very personal journey. It's about my relationship to God and knowing that I am part of that. And so, but a couple of weeks ago on my journey, and I've been thinking lately about, you know, we talk about God, and we talk about God as an abstract, you know, it's God and what is this? And I thought, where do we see God? Where do we really see God? And then I saw a little video, and it absolutely blew my mind. And this woman, that showed her in the water off the Pacific coast, I think in Mexico. And for most of her life, she's been a researcher of whales. And this particular day, she'd been out in the water, and she was following this whale, and they measure them and all that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, this whale wasn't that big, but starts coming at her. And she's getting a little nervous, even though she's been doing this all of her life. And the closer the whale got, she really started. And finally, the whale came up to her and started nudging her and pushing her. And it really scared her. And so she was about 200 feet from the boat, so she kept pushing back, and the whale kept pushing her farther, just nudging her, nudging her, nudging her. And it scared her enough that she swam back and got in the boat. And as she did, she got into the boat, looked out, and beyond the whale, there was a big shark. Is that God? Is that God? I think so. I think that's God. Then I started, you know, I thought, well, I love animals, so I thought there has to be a lot of stories about this. So I started checking out a little bit. This young man, 11 years old in Canada, lives on the edge of town with his parents, and he went outside with his golden retriever to get firewood. He walks out the back steps, and his otherwise very gentle golden retriever starts making low growling sounds. And the boy didn't understand what it was. He gets closer to the firewood. The dog starts barking louder, and all of a sudden a cougar comes at him and starts to attack him. The golden retriever launches himself in midair and took on the cougar. Luckily, there was a policeman not that far away who heard all the noise and came and shot the cougar, and it really hurt the dog, but the boy went unharmed. Is that God? Is that God? I mean, think about the relationship of animals to people. And all of us that have pets, we know what this means. And there's a communication. There's something that's going on. This is strange. I almost didn't believe it, but anyway. A little girl, 2-year-old, is in her crib. And the family has a pet parrot. The babysitter's in the other room fixing her meal. And the parrot starts squawking, making all kinds of noise, and flies into the other room, makes all kinds of noise, makes it enough so that the babysitter came back to see the little girl who was choking on a piece of food, and it saved her life. And the only reason I believe that, it's so bizarre, is they gave the parrot a pet award, you know, at some local. And the point is, and then, okay, one more. So his family's sleeping in Illinois, middle of Illinois. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Cat starts jumping up and down on the bed acting crazy. And they thought that cat was just, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, just decided to play. Kept it up. Got very nervous and kept sniffing. Finally, it woke the father up enough to make him think that something, and he started smelling gas. Goes to the basement. A pipe had burst. And the fireman said if they'd waited 10 more minutes, the house would have exploded. A cat, a parrot, a golden retriever, a whale. Is that God? And the reason I emphasize that, I think it's so important. You know, again, God can be such an abstract thing. You know, what is God? Where is God? Well, God is love. God is here. But we look at it, and it's all around us. And it's up to us to really try to see that. So now I want to ask you guys, where have you seen God? Can you think of an example of something in your life? It doesn't have to be with an animal. It doesn't have to be with an animal. It could be with a baby, beautiful baby crying. That's God. It can be an act of kindness. Can anyone think of something? I know you can. Carrie. Yeah.
That must have been God.
Yeah. On these freeways, yeah, right? That's good. So what else? We're just having a conversation, so it's no big deal. Who else can say that they've seen God?
I got a message that really upset me after I parked, and I saw it, and I came in here a little flustered and just sitting next to my friend and having him ground me.
Really? Okay. Okay, you betcha. You absolutely. And, you know, I can't remember the exact Bible quote. I'm sure someone, you know, it's not I that do the, Jesus said, it's not I that do the work, it's the Father doing the work through me. And I think that is for all of us, that act of kindness, that act of conscious awareness, and it happens in so many ways. And the reason I bring it up, again, is that I think the more that we can see that in our lives, the more that we can make it real, the more that we see acts of kindness, little things, people letting you in on a freeway, hearing an act of kindness for someone, you know, it's really pretty special. And, you know, at the end of the day, that I think we'd all agree, it just kind of says that we have an awesome God, that God is awesome, that there is something greater than we are that's moving through us. And the more that we can, some would say, I have read, that the only sin is forgetting that we're part of that, right? And that's where the challenge becomes, is that we get in our day-to-day life, we get in our day-to-day existence, and we forget that we're part of that love, that we're part of that greatness, that we're part. And I believe with all my heart, the more that we can know that we're part of God, we can overcome any challenge. The problem becomes, and why this is so important to me and why I talk about this so much when I do, is that until I was, I don't know, 20 years ago, I never believed in God. Matter of fact, I could argue with you as to why there wasn't God. And I had to be brought down pretty hard, and I was, pretty humbly and brought to my knees to see that, to know that there was something greater. And it was all my ego, which, as we know, means edge God out, right? And I did a superior job of it. That's why 30 years ago I stood on a stage in Scottsdale and said, my name's George, I'm an alcoholic. I used to think of myself as very logical and rational. And I thought, boy, how logical and rational are you now, right? But it was going through all of that, going through that experience, that helped me to see that there was something greater and that I am part of that. And that is the most, that is the greatest gift I've ever had. That is my gift. And that's why I say for me, this is all a very personal journey. It's all about God in my life and knowing whatever challenge, when I'm smart enough, which isn't often, when I'm smart enough, when I'm going through something, when I get depressed, is to just go to God and know that love, that you are overwhelmed with that love. And it's just for us to know that and to feel it. And it's hard sometimes because we get caught up in our activities and what's going on in the world, what's going on in life. And there's a lot going on in the world, right? There's a lot going on in the world. It's just to slow down and take it in and breathe it in. And so all I want to say in closing is I'm grateful because my God is awesome. Thank you very much.